Wish to apologize to Gurgin.
Massive climax.
Welcome to Gwydion's
massive climax.
Bunny hole.
Bunny hole? What the fuck is that?
Oh, hi, Edward. How are you doing?
I was doing fine until you called this your bunny hole.
Massive climax.
Trying to try new things, you know?
I can respect that in the abstract, but can we just stick to Gwydion's Astral Podcast?
All right. let's try again. Welcome to Gwydion's Asshole Podcast.
Close enough.
So today...
Hey, Gwydion.
Yes?
I was just wondering, why is today's episode called The Haunted Castle?
Massive climax, massive climax, massive climax.
Is today's episode called The Haunted Castle?
Hey guys.
Who the fuck are you?
That's Editor Edward.
Aren't you Editor Edward?
No, I'm Edward.
So, Edward is different from Editor Edward?
Yeah, we covered all this. Haven't you been... You're Gwydion, right? You're the same Gwydion on Chicken Philosophy?
Oh. Yeah, okay. It's just a different memory set. It's kind of like an alternate dimension from my perspective.
Really?
Yeah, here inside the pyramid.
You're inside the pyramid right now?
Yeah. That's usually where I record these astral podcast episodes.
Climax, massive climax, massive climax, massive climax, massive climax, massive climax, massive climax.
You have a fuzzy memory of the world outside where you, like, actually wear a blue hat and...
A blue hat?
Yeah, you wear a blue hat and part of the kimono that BT wears.
That BT... Why do BT and I share clothing?
That's always been an interesting open question in the back of my mind.
Yeah, well, close it.
All right.
Well, anyway, as you can see, my hat is red in here.
It is?
Yeah, we covered this.
Oh, right. Oh, that was like a couple years ago.
It was millennia ago from my perspective.
Right. So, what was your question?
Massive climax.
Oh, something about a haunted castle?
Yeah, I was introducing myself. I'm Editor Edward. I'm the
creator of the microcosmic universe. It's not important, but... The point is, so the footage that we keep kind of cutting back to... is of
massive climax,
the old arcade game from the Castlevania series called Haunted Castle, with Agent Orange from Music for the Masses by Depeche Mode playing over it, which is a reference to, I don't know, sometime in the early 90s, we used to play the Haunted Castle, I want to say, in Las Vegas. And then a couple years later, or a year later, I don't know, at that age, you know, 13, 14, a single year can seem a lot longer than what it seems like, you know, when you're 48. But anyway. Yeah, we used to lay awake at night trying to remember a certain song, and we thought it was the background music to the Haunted Castle, and then we'd go around telling people it's da-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, and that we thought it was Depeche Mode, and some people were like, oh, everything counts in large amounts. Like, no, that's not it. And then eventually we were fucking around, like, I don't know, two more years later, 15, 16 years old, and playing different albums and put in Music for the Masses and the CD player, and found both Pimpf, yeah, it's Pimpf, and Agent Orange. Joy at, you know, realizing what that song was that had been stuck in our head all those years before, but that it turns out has nothing to do with the Haunted Castle. All right, well, you know, I'm going to thank you for, you know, that explanation, Editor Edward, but I'm going to have to ask you to stop, you know, spitting on my microphone.
Massive climax. 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 Massive climax.
And just kind of like go back to wherever you came from. Yeah, with all due respect, I guess, to my creator, or whatever. These fucking voices that we got around here.
Well, there's of course me, there's you, there's Frater BT.
Oh yeah, Frater BT. How, we were just talking about him. How's he doing?
Hey Gwydion, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. I hear that we all host a show together called Chicken Philosophy or something.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
You also only vaguely remember it?
No, I remember it.
So why did you say that you've heard it?
Well, I've also heard it. I mean, I experience it, I hear it, I feel it, I taste it.
You taste it?
In all the senses.
But in what way do you taste it?
Massive climax, massive climax, massive climax.
We drink various beverages.
Oh. All right. Hey, has anybody seen Sonnet 1? Sonnet 1, good to see you. It's been a while. Your podcast is just nothing but crickets. Does anybody know that Sonnet 1 has a podcast? It's actually on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all that. He also has a YouTube channel, same number of crickets. Yeah, I think because Does anybody know? Did anybody know the lore there? That fucking... Here, let's put it up on the screen. Yeah, this shot of me back when I was very awkward and very much younger than I am today. Yeah, so that sweatshirt got turned inside out and painted blue. I mean, painted with blue, you know, paint. And that is the very same thing that Sonnet 1 is wearing in this clip here. The same item of clothing turned. So behind that glowing blue vagina is a Byzantine cross. Inside out. There's some lore for you. Dropping lore left and right over here. Anyway, hey, Sonnet 1, could you read a sonnet aloud that you've never read before? Sonnet number 1473. Backpack Clean by Nose Frankly. Moistly, the eyebrow trusts childishly on the sewer. The fanciful squirrel slams subtly for a sore. Swank lamb shank tweaks spastically, regardless of the brewer. A shady change chokes gently over the store. Childishly, the firemen eat strangely through the cops. The wonderful squares hear ironically on a truck. Plump cards light quickly over bus stops. An ancient romance shouts faintly underneath tough luck. Serenely, the baseball bleeds quickly down a box as the leaves intimidate just like the word. Wide verb spreads strangely between some socks. A bony ankle tickles softly under a cord. Mysteriously, the wheel tweaks barely on a stone. A small ankle squirts strangely all over a moan. Oh, that was lovely.
Thank you so much, Son.
Oh, yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Yes, it was delightful to hear one of your sonnets read aloud again.
Me like.
Oh, hey, I haven't heard from you guys in a while.
Yes, we have not been given much airtime lately.
Well, we ought to change that. Would you, I mean, I don't think we ever properly got an idea of who the fuck are you?
I am Sfinuritoch.
Yeah, we know your name, and he's
Ikrothbon.
Yes, we know you're a Ikrothbon. And when you merge, would you mind? Is it like painful?
No, it is not painful. It is just kind of a funny feeling.
Yeah. Could you merge with Ikrothbon?
No, me Ikrothbon! Me Ikrothbon!
Come here, Ikrothbon!
Me want separate individual identity!
Massive climax.
Okay, so now we're all evened out. I am Sfinuritoch Ikrothbon. And you're both Sfinuritoch and Ikrothbon. That is correct. And you sound just like us. Just like who? Me, Gwydion. You sound different than you did at the beginning. Like, you sound more like Editor Edward, Edward Fred or BT, and everyone else. Yeah, it happens. But this isn't about me right now. This is about you. So, Well, see, back in the day when Edward and Isaac were fucking around, before the Wicca classes, before the Golden Dawn, I think they were 14, maybe 15, they had that Buckman's Witchcraft Encyclopedia or something, and Isaac did like a guided pathworking for Edward to find his name, and Edward saw this symbol. Isaac guided him to see like a river of blood, and then some letters come to the surface, and these were the letters, and he said, "How do you pronounce that?" And he said, "Sfinuritoch," and he said, "Are you sure?" And he said, "Oh wait, Ikrothpon." So Sfinuritoch and Ikrothpon are the two ways that that popped into Edward's mind that day of how to pronounce these four letters that were the original magical name. Later, he decided to change his magical name to Merlin, and then, of course, when he joined the Golden Dawn, they gave him the name Ben Tiferet, and so he no longer had to, hunt for a magical name, because he had one.
Massive climax! Massive climax, 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 massive climax. Thank you.